I've been watching quite a lot of the bits on the internet, like the behind the scenes stuff of the video shoot.
Did you see the bit where Hannah was like really, really cold and had her hair done?
And there was a trumpeter just standing, kind of looking all bedraggled. Was that in someone's back garden? It looked like a back garden, so were you in a park?
Yeah,
isn't our producer's back garden.
Love it. It was just sort of funny because the song is obviously about everything going wrong, and we had to try twice to shoot that video, and both times they were the only days and weeks that it actually really rained and it was freezing cold.
Typical.
So after the first time, we decided to put some tarpaulin up.
Yeah,
and even that came down like that very early on the second time. So.
The glamour. You imagine it's all kind of warm, you know, fluffy blankets and stuff. It's not. It's standing in a back garden in the pouring rain.
It's very cold. My hands went blue. But no, I think we're really happy with the video and it was fun shooting it. Just felt sorry for our drummer because he kept having to take his drums in and out of the rain.
Oh,
yeah, because it was on, and then it was no, we've got to cancel it. So he took his drums back. Then it's on again. You sort of back and forth.
Next time, LA, learn your lesson. Do a One Direction. Get out there. Yeah. It's something a little bit sunny. And I do. I am a bit of a sucker for a song with a story in it, like which typically me has. Do you think about the kind of the way that's going when you write, or do you just write it in it?
I think every song's different. I know for me, when I start songs, it always has something behind it, something that's happened, an experience, and that's what leads me to writing a song. But our producers are great writers and they've brought a lot to the table, and David as well, he's really good at writing. So I think every song's different and we approach every song differently.
Okay. And you're quite active on Twitter as well, which everybody seems to be these days.
Yeah,
big
Twitter's
fan of it.
Good.
Wary, like it?
No,
like
I like
it.
Twitter. I'm quite new to Twitter. I didn't really get it to begin with, but I think it's a great way to keep in touch with people, and you can actually have direct contact to fans. People are following you and supporting you, and I think that's a really, really great thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing, and a kind of the instant response stuff as well. If you've got kind of, if you're gigging in a certain place, you know, a lot of artists just seem to use it. Say, coming here next week, everybody kind of get your tickets, and it's a handy little promotional machine, I think.
Definitely, yes.
So dare I ask, in the style of a school counsellor, what is the plan for the next 12 months?
Well, we're just currently writing our second album, aren't we? And recording.
And hopefully we do quite a few gigs as well. So
that would be good.
Yeah.
Oxford's on
the
list.
Crossed. Yeah, we'd love to. I think we've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. And as soon as everything's confirmed, it will go up on the website.
Cool. Which is...
Miss600.com.
There's also Facebook as well. You can
Miss600
there.
All right.
And people should comment.
And we will tweet and link it to all as well, because on the Glide FM Twitter, we will put the links up so everybody can
Fantastic.
See it. You should go poking around, because some of the behind the scenes stuff is quite cute when you're all standing under umbrellas going, I hate this. I hate my life. Why did I agree to become a pop star? Long may you continue with more of that, and good luck.
Thank you so much.